From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Heath Kazire, reading The Wailing Frail by Richard S. Prather. Now let's begin with The Wailing Frail, Chapter 1. She yanked the door open with a crash and said, "Grant," but then she stopped and stared at me. She was nude as a noodle. I stared right back at her.
"Oh," she squealed, "you're not Grandma."
"No," I said, "I'm Shel Scott, and you're not Grandma either." She slammed the door in my face. "Yep," I thought, "this is the right house." My brain was reeling. Now that I had time to consider it, that had been a gorgeous babe. Even dressed in a Father Hubbard, she would have been gorgeous. But wearing only a doorway, she had looked like the next step in the evolution of women. I rang the doorbell again and waited. When the lovely reappeared, she wore a thin blue robe and a pink blush, and she really looked me over carefully, maybe to get even. She ran big eyes over the short hair that springs up over my head, like healthy white grass recently mowed, the whitish miniature boomerang eyebrows over my gray eyes, the slightly broken nose. She appeared a bit startled, which was no enormous surprise to me. It seemed to take her quite a while, but I didn't mind. It was a really thin blue robe. She was about my size. However, since I am pushing 6'2 and 205 pounds, that means she was a big girl. She had reddish hair, and her large eyes were green like a go signal. She blinked the green eyes.
"I'm sorry, I really thought you were Grandma."
"It's quite all right, believe me,"